Before we start, let me open up in a word of prayer. Father God, thank you for your grace and your mercy and your love. And I pray that you will open our hearts and our minds and our spirit to you, that we can hear your word, we can be transformed, and to know that you are there for us, that you love us. Thank you, God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So I've been slowly working on my Chinese.
我一直在慢慢学习讲中文.
I'm at a Chinese church, right?
我在一间中文教会.
So there's some phrases that have become my favorite.
有一些句子已经成为我喜欢用的.
Which are better suited in Chinese than in English.
我觉得这些句子用中文表达比用英文更合适.
My favorite is 太麻烦了.
我最喜欢的是太麻烦了.
It means too much trouble.
就是很太麻烦了。
When Josie asks, should we repaint the house?
当我太太问我说, 我们是不是应该要重新粉刷房子?
Instead of saying, oh, that's a great idea.
我没有说, 这是个好主意。
What color, what type of paint, what supplies should we get?
你要什么颜色, 什么类型的油漆, 什么工具啊?
I say, 太麻烦了。
我就回答她说, 太麻烦了。
And another one of my favorite is, 有空的时候。
我另外一个喜欢的短句是有空的时候,
which means I'll have time when I get around to it.
意思就是等我有时间的时候再做.
So when Josie gently reminds me, we need to vacuum and we need to do the dishes.
所以当我太太稍微提醒我, 我们要吸尘器啊, 也需要洗碗.
She says we need to, but that means I need to.
因为她说我们需要, 其实是告诉我需要去做什么.
Or it's trash day tomorrow, we need to take out the trash.
或是明天是倒垃圾的日子了, 我们要把垃圾桶拿出去.
I say, 有空的时候.
我就跟她说, 等我有空的时候.
So one time, I wait till the very last minute to take out the trash.
有一次我等到最后一刻才把垃圾桶拿出去.
You already know where this is going.
你可能已经知道我接下来说什么。
It'll be fine. They don't come until early afternoon.
我想说没关系啊, 那个垃圾车下午才会来。
Of course, I missed trash day.
当然,我就错过了倒垃圾的日子。
So now I have to deal with this very stinky trash bin.
那我现在就必须要跟一个很臭的垃圾桶一起生活一个礼拜。
So every time I go in the backyard, I'm complaining and grumbling. Oh, it stinks out here.
每次我走到后院, 我就会开始抱怨, 哇, 这里闻起来真的很臭。
So Josie then uses one of her favorite Chinese phrases,
然后我,活该。 然后我太太就会用她最喜欢的中文短句, 活该。
Which means you get what you deserve.
就是你自作自受的意思。
It happens all too often at our house.
这种事情有, 太常在我们家发生了。
Why didn't I buy the extended warranty of the broken dishwasher?
为什么我没有给我们的洗碗机买延长保修, 它现在坏掉了?
Why didn't I let the dog out before we left the house?
为什么我出门前没有先让我的狗出去方便一下?
I should have listened.
我早该听话的。
But you understand, when you do what you want, you get what you deserve.
当你随心所欲的做事时, 你就会得到应得的结果。
And now we're left looking at the mess we made for ourselves.
现在我们只好面对给自己造成的问题。
It's definitely the most satisfying phrase to tell someone, doesn't matter what language, I told you so.
无论用什么语言, 这绝对是对别人, 说最令人满意的短句, 就是我早就告诉你了。
Or you're probably familiar with the term instant karma or ha-ha.
或是你也听过, 报应这个词, 或是就嘲笑别人。
I can't tell you how satisfying it is to tell someone, I told you so.
我可以对某个人说, 我早就告诉你了, 真的很令我满意。
Because you can laugh at them, you can rub it in their face.
因为你可以笑他们, 也可以挖苦他们。
And that person finally realizes, I should have listened.
而且另外一个人终于会意识到, 我早该听你的话。
You may have seen videos of a reckless driver showing off.
你可能在网络上看过一些鲁莽的司机炫耀他们开车的视频.
They're swerving in public roads or doing donuts.
他们在公路上疯狂的转弯或是甩尾.
The next thing you see in this video is they smash into a tree and destroy their car.
然后下一秒，你就会看到他们撞上一棵树，毁了自己的车。
It feels so good to watch those videos. They're my favorite videos.
看到这些视频的时候，感觉还蛮好的。
But think about it, it does happen to us all the time, right?
但是我们想想，这是不是在我们的生活中经常发生呢？
We act against our better judgment.
我们在生活中违背自己的判断去行事。
We disregard what everyone is telling us what to do, what not to do.
我们或许忽略别人告诉我们不要去做的事。
And you might say one of my favorite English phrases is, I done goofed.
And 我们可以说我最喜欢的英文短句之一是我搞砸了。
And you translate that into Chinese as, 哎呀我搞错了。
用中文讲就是哎呀我搞错了。
My Chinese is getting better, right?
我的中文是不是越来越好了？
And I wonder how many times God has said to us, I told you so, or you should have listened.
我会想神有多少次是在对我们说我早就告诉过你了或是你早该听我的话。
Maybe some of you have been into some trouble.
或许你们也有陷进过一些困难中。
Where you couldn't dig yourself out of a hole.
是不是好像为自己挖了一个无法逃脱的坑。
That perhaps you're experiencing an irreversible consequence.
然后你就必须承受一个无法挽回的一个后果。
And it's so bad that it could be a nightmare that you hope to desperately wake from.
糟糕到你拼命想要从中醒来，觉得这是一个噩梦。
But you can't.
但是你没办法。
Maybe you did something that in school that affects your future.
或许是你以前在学校里做了某件事，影响了你的未来。
Or a financial decision that made you broke.
或是一个跟财务有关的决定，让你破产。
Or a decision that affects someone you love.
或是一个关乎着你爱的人的决定。
Then an apology or a written statement just wouldn't cut it.
然而道歉或是正式写下的声明都无法弥补。
There's no turning back.
你觉得你再也无法回头。
And you're only left with misery or regret.
这让你感到痛苦、后悔。
And you're thinking about the decisions you've made.
你会不断地去思考你做的那个决定。
What you could have wished you've done.
你希望自己当初能做不一样的决定。
Is there any hope that we may have to have a second chance?
是否还有希望让我们能得到第二次的机会？
A do-over.
能够重来一次。
Even though we messed up our lives so bad, could we have redemption?
在我们把自己的生活弄得一团糟时，我们还能得到救赎吗？
I believe a lot of us are looking for redemption, a second chance.
我觉得许多人都在寻找救赎，寻求第二次的机会。
Today we'll be looking at one of my favorite redemption stories of all time.
今天我们要一起来看看我最喜欢的有关救赎的故事。
It's about the strongest man who ever lived.
这个故事是关于世上曾经最强壮的人。
The story of Samson.
就是参孙的故事。
It's a story I'm sure we're all familiar with ever since we were children.
这个故事我想很多人从小就对他蛮熟悉的。
Starting in Judges chapter 13.
我们从士师记第十三章开始。
Judges 13, it begins with Samson's story, and the story begins with instruction.
第十三章就是参孙的故事的开始，也是一开始呢，它是从神的指示开始。
It's a miraculous birth where a couple couldn't have children.
这是一个奇迹般的诞生，因为这对夫妇无法生育。
And out of nowhere, an angel comes to the woman.
但突然之间有一位天使来到这位妇人面前。
And the angel says, you're going to have a child, but he's going to be set apart.
天使对那妇人说，你将要生一个孩子，但他将被分别为圣。
Neither of you can drink, he can never cut his hair, and he will deliver Israel.
但你们二人都不能喝酒，他永远不能剪发，并且他将拯救以色列。
So the angel tells the mother, and the mother tells the husband, and look with me in verse 6.
然后那个天使就跟这妇人说，然后这妇人就去跟她的丈夫说发生的事情。那我们一起来看第六节。
A man of God came to me. He looked like an angel of God, very awesome. I didn't ask him where he came from, and he didn't tell me his name, but he said to me, you will become pregnant and have a son. Now then, drink no wine or other fermented drink, and do not eat anything unclean, because the boy will be a Nazarite of God, from whom the, until the day of his death.
那妇人来对丈夫说，有一个神人到我这里来，他的容貌 如神使者的容貌，非常可畏。我没有问他从哪里来，他也没有把他的名字告诉我。他对我说，看哪，你要怀孕生一个儿子，现在清酒烈酒都不可喝，任何不洁之物都不可吃，因为这孩子从出母胎一直到死的那一天，要归给神做拿细尔人。
So the angel tells the mother tells the husband, and the husband says, I think I believe you.
于是她跟她丈夫说完，她的丈夫就觉得，我相信你。
But are you sure that's all he said?
但是你确定这就天使只说了这样吗？
Look at what the husband, Manoah, asked her husband does in verse 8.
我们来看她丈夫马诺亚在第八节的举动。
He prayed to the Lord, ask him to come back.
他向神祷告说，请求神再派那个天使再来。
And so the prayer is, Pardon your servant, Lord, I beg you to let the man of God you sent to us come again to teach us how to bring up the boy who is to be born.
第八节他祷告说，主啊，求你再差遣那人神人到我们这里来，只是我们对这将要生的孩子该怎么做。
The husband's thinking, that can't be all there is to it. I got to make sure that we do everything right.
那个先生可能想说，就这么简单吗？不行，我要问清楚，我需要把一切都做得好，做得很好。
So the angel comes back.
然后天使就真的回来了。
So I can imagine the husband saying, okay, he's back. Quick, honey, get the pen and paper.
我就想象这位先生跟他太太说，哦，他回来了，快点，亲爱的，拿笔和纸来。
You're the one, right?
你就是那位天使，对吧？
You can tell his husband is very serious about this.
你可以感觉到这位丈夫非常的认真。
He's looking at the angel, not even blinking.
他就盯着那位天使。
He's like, okay, I'm going to ask you.
好，我要问你几个问题。
Verse 12, when your words are fulfilled, what is to be the rule that governs the boy's life and work?
第十二节他说，现在愿你的话应验。这孩子该如何管教呢？他当做什么呢？
And what do you need him to do?
他应该要做些什么事?
The angel's like, I already told her, no drinking and no haircuts.
那天使可能就说，我就像我已经告诉你太太啦，不可以喝酒，也不可以剪头发。
So I can just imagine the man, the husband's like, okay, go on, what else is waiting?
然后我就想说，那个丈夫回应说，哦，还有什么呢?
And said, that's it?
就这样吗?
You mean to tell me he's going to be the deliverer of Israel and that's all he has to do?
你是说他将会成为以色列的拯救者，但他只需要做这些事情?
He's got it easy, right?
他真的太轻松了。
Parents today have a whole series of books, the things to do for their children.
现代的父母要为孩子做的事情，好像有一整套书来告诉。
Parents today already know that at the age of 3, they have to learn piano and violin.
三岁就要开始学小提琴和钢琴，对不对？
And that's just one volume.
那只是其中的一本书而已。
What about school 4.0 GPA minimum?
然后上学一定要维持 4.0 的平均分。
And then for the career, only 3 acceptable careers allowed.
至于职业，只有三个选项可以接受，是吗？
And you can tell how important this is for Samson, these instructions.
所以她的丈夫向天使问的这些指示很重要。
The only instructions are no drinking, no haircuts.
但她只说了这两个给参孙不能喝酒，不可以剪头发。
It's repeated 3 times in 13 verses.
而且在短短的13节经文中，这些指示被重复了三次。
So what kind of child was Samson? He was a good child?
那参孙是一个怎么样的孩子呢？他是个好孩子吗？
Of course.
当然啊。
He volunteers at the most prestigious hospitals, helping the elderly cross the street.
他在最有名的音乐做医院做义工，帮老人家过马路。
He's perfect.
他应该完美无缺。
Hardly.
但其实不是。
Someone who was supposed to be devoted to God really didn't act as if he were at all.
本应该专心把他一生都奉献给神的人，实际上却一点都不像这样的人。
What's funny is the very next chapter, when he's older, it talks about this.Perfect life.
有趣的是，接下来的章节会谈到他长大后的生活。
Just look at the way he talks to his mom and dad. That should say something.
看看他怎么跟他的爸爸妈妈对话。
So for chapter 14, verse 1, Samson went down to Timnah and saw a young Philistine woman. When he returned, he said to his father, I have seen a Philistine woman in Timnah. Now get her for me as my wife.
从第十四章第一节，参孙下到亭拿，在亭拿看见一个女子，是非利士人的女儿。他上来回告诉他父母说：“我在亭拿看见一个女子，是非利士人的女儿。现在，请你们给我娶她为妻。”
So he says to his mom and dad, "I like you. Go get for me."
他告诉爸爸妈妈说：“我喜欢，所以你去帮我拿来。”
What a disrespectful brat!
真是一个没礼貌的小孩。
I can't imagine being Samson's parents.
我无法想象身为参孙的父母是什么感受。
Like if I were there, I'd be saying, "You don't talk to your mom and dad like that."
如果我在那里，可能会跟他说，你不可以这样跟你爸爸妈妈说话。
He gets what he wants, and he wants a Philistine woman.
但是他觉得他应该得到他想要的，而他想要的就是一位非利士女人。
And in verse 3, the parents are trying to convince him to go after someone else.
在第三节中，他的父母试着说服他去追求别的女子。
What about Rebecca? She went to John Hopkins. She's a very successful doctor.
那 Rebecca 呢？她去那个 John Hopkins， 她现在是一个很成功的医生。
What about Deborah? I hear she's an amazing cook.
那德伯拉呢？听说她是一位很了不起的厨师。
Samson has made up his mind.
但是参孙已经下定决心了。
Whatever Samson wants, Samson gets.
而他想要的，他就要得到。
He does whatever he feels like doing.
他随心所欲做自己想做的事。
Two of the four chapters about Samson talks about how much of a troublemaker he is.
关于参孙的四章经文中，有两章都写着他是一个很麻烦的人。
And what's interesting is how much detail is put into this troublemaking.
有趣的是，这些故事中包含了很多他怎么麻烦的细节。
In verse 5, on the way to retrieve his wife, a ferocious lion appears.
在第五节中就提到，当他前往迎接他的妻子时，一只凶猛的狮子出现了。
Then he just rips it apart with his bare hands.
然后他就用徒手撕裂了狮子。
Like, who does that?
有正常人会这样做吗？
And when he's on his own wedding party dinner party, you can tell that he didn't have any friends.
在自己的婚礼晚宴上，好像也可以看出来他没什么朋友。
Look at verse 11.
因为我们看第十一节。
When the people saw him, they chose 30 men to be his companions.
他们看见参孙，就请了三十个人陪伴他。
I can picture the 30 men were a little scared to approach him.
我可以想象那三十个人可能有点害怕接近他。
Hey, Samson, great party.
他们可能会跟他说，哦，参孙，你的派对还真棒耶。
And what does Samson do?
那接下来参孙做了什么？
Verse 12, let me tell you a riddle. If you give me an answer within 7 days of the feast, I'll give you 30 linen and garments and 30 sets of clothes. If you can't tell me an answer, you must give me 30 linen garments and 30 sets of clothes.
第十二节，参孙对他们说，我给你们出个谜语，你们若能在七日宴席之内猜出谜底告诉我，我就给你们三十件细麻内衣和三十套更换的衣服，但你们若不能告诉我，你们就给我三十件细麻内衣和三十套更换的衣服。
So he's the most unique and strange person in the entire Bible by far.
我读到这里会觉得他是圣经中最独特也最奇怪的一个人。
Most dinner parties you talk about the weekend or stock prices or whatever.
大多数的晚餐派对上，你可能会谈论你的周末过得怎么样啊，或是股票啊，或其他事情。
Some people want to be friends, and he's like, "Let me tell you a riddle, and you're going to lose for sure."
那这三十个人来跟他想跟他做朋友，他却跟他说，我给你们出个谜语，我觉得你们一定猜不到。
Verse 14, he replied, out of the eater, here's the riddle, something to eat, out of the strong, something sweet.
第十四节就是这个谜语，他说，吃的从吃者出来，甜的从强者出来。
So one time a scammer messages me.
有一次有一个诈骗者发消息给我。
And I love engaging with scammers sometimes, and Josie always says, hey, what are you doing? Don't talk to them.
其实我还蛮喜欢跟诈骗集团互动的，我太太总是跟我说，不要跟他们讲话，为什么要跟他们聊天
？So sometimes I tell them the gospel, but this time I just really wanted to mess with them.
因为有时候我会跟他们传福音，但这一次我想要就是就是跟他们开个玩笑。
So they messaged me and said, "Do you want to sign up for this incredible opportunity?"
所以这一次他就问那个人问我说，你要不要报名参加这个很不可思议的机会吗
？So I told them, "I'll sign up for you if you can solve this riddle."
我就跟他说，如果你可以解开这个谜语，我就报名。
But if you don't, you have to give me $100.
但你猜不到，你就要给我一百块。
So I told him the riddle: out of the eater, something to eat, and out of the strong, something to sweet.
然后我就传给他们：吃的从吃者出来，甜的从强者出来。
No response.
他们没有回应我。
So back to the story.
那我们回到这个故事。
These 30 companions could not answer the riddle.
这三十位同伴无法解开参孙的谜语。
And because of this, they threatened Samson's wife and his family.
因为这个原因，他们威胁了参孙的妻子还有他的家人。
Eventually, he tells her, and they solve the riddle.
最终，参孙告诉了他太太那个答案，然后那些人就解开了谜语。
So what does Samson do?
那参孙做什么呢？
He goes to Ashkelon, beats up 30 guys, and takes their clothes and gives it to their companions.
他却去了亚实基伦，打了三十个人，抢了他们的衣服，然后把抢过来的衣服给了那三十个同伴。
Who does that?
有正常人会这样做吗？
Because all of this, look in verse 20.
然后因为这一切，我们来看第二十节。
Samson's wife was given to one of the companions who had attended him at the feast.
第二十节说，参孙的妻子就归了参孙的一个同伴。就是做过他伴郎的。
This is not what Samson wanted.
这应该不是参孙想要的吧。
But what if Samson at his own party was just cordial?
如果参孙能在他自己的派对上可以表现得更和蔼可亲。
That he would act like a normal human being.
如果他可以像一个正常人一样行事。
Perhaps he wouldn't have lost his wife to someone else.
或许他就不会把妻子让给别人。
And perhaps the next string of events wouldn't happen.
也或许接下来要发生的一些事情也不会发生。
That he would be living on a farm somewhere.
他本来可以安稳的在一个农场上生活。
Samson does what Samson wants.
但我们知道，参孙他就是他做他想做的事。
But if you do what you want, you get what you deserve.
但我们也知道，你如果只顾着自己想要的，你就要承担后果。
Proverbs 26:27 says, "Whoever digs a pit will fall into it."If someone rolls a stone, it will roll back on them.
箴言26:27节也说到，挖陷坑的自己必陷在其中，滚石头的石头反滚在他身上。
It talks about someone who wants to set a trap for someone, wanting to harm someone.
这段经文描述的就是想要设下陷阱来伤害别人的人。
If you dig a hole for someone, you will fall into that same hole.
但如果你为了别人去挖一个洞，你自己会掉到那个洞里。
If you roll a large stone up a hill for it to crush someone, it will come back on you.
如果你把一块大石头推上山，想要砸某个人，这石头反而会滚到你自己身上。
Throughout the course of Samson's life, he continues to live against better judgment.
在参孙的一生中，他不断地违背明智的判断。
He gets into more fights and causes more trouble.
他陷入更多斗争，制造更多的麻烦。
Even someone for like me who's made a lot of poor decisions, if I were there, I'd tell him, I don't think that's a great idea, Samson.
即使是对于像我这样也做过一些糟糕决定的人，但如果我在他呢，我会跟他说，我觉得这不是一个好主意，参孙。
More trouble and more fights, so this sparks great animosity from the Philistines that he's being now hunted.
他制造的这些麻烦激起了非利士人对他的强烈仇恨。
And the Philistines will not stop until they bring Samson down.
非利士人他们誓言要不停地追捕他，直到将他打倒为止。
And it was when Samson began to be full of himself.
当参孙开始自满，认为自满。
To believe that he was beyond what God required of him.
他开始认为自己超越了神对他的要求。
And it wasn't as if God has asked him a whole lot from him.
其实神对他并没有太多的要求。
God did not ask him to marry within his faith or even keep it together.
神甚至没有要求他选择和他有一样信仰的配偶，也没有要求他完美的生活。
He just had two rules to live by.
但他有给他两条规则。
Which if he were to break those rules, God would no longer be upon him.
如果他违背了这些规则，神就不再与他同在。
Samson's ego grew and let his guard down.
他开始自满，然后事情就变得不妙了。
When he was reclining with his wife, he gave away his secret to his strength.
他放松了警惕，当他与他妻子共处时，他透露了他力量的秘密。
Chapter 16, verse 18. When Delilah saw that he had told her everything, she sent word to the rulers of the Philistines.Come back once more. He has told me everything. So the rulers of the Philistines returned with the silver in their hands. After putting him to sleep on her lap, she called for someone to shave off the 7 braids of his hair, and so began to subdue him, and his strength left him.
16:18，大利拉见他说出了心中的一切，就派人去招非利士人的领袖，说：“请再上来一次，因为他已经说出了心中的一切。”于是非利士人的领袖手里拿着银子上到他那里，大利拉哄参孙睡在他的膝上，叫一个人来剃掉参孙头上的七条发辫。于是大利拉开始制服参孙，他的力气就离开他了。
Samson believed that he could do whatever he wanted and not receive the consequences that he deserved.
参孙曾相信他可以随心所欲，也不会承受什么后果。
The Philistines seized him and bound him. He was absolutely powerless.
但是非利士人抓住他，束缚了他，这个时候的他完全失去了力量。
Look at verse 21. Binding him with bronze shackles, they set him grinding grain in the prison.
我们来看第二十一节，他们用铜链锁住他，叫他在监狱里推磨。
The Philistines succeeded in the war because of their found ability in crafting and using iron.
非利士人之所以在战争中获胜，是因为他们很擅长制作和使用铁器。
And look here, it says Samson was bound using bronze.
但是这边却写到参孙却是被铜束缚。
Bronze is not strong at all.
铜其实不坚固。
It's used for sculpting.
通常只是用来雕塑。
With just very low heat, you could bend it and mold it to fit any shape.
用很低的温度就可以将铜弯曲，造成不同的形状。
And Samson is not lifting or moving anything. He's grinding grain.
而参孙在这里也不是在举什么重的东西、移动东西，他只是在磨谷物。
This is a job for the weakest people.
磨谷物是一份弱者可以做的工作。
You just move a little stone and you're grinding grain.
你只需要稍微移动一下一颗石头就能磨出谷物。
People who would go look at Samson and look in prison, they're wondering, is this the same guy?
那些在监狱中看到参孙的人会想，这真的是那个参孙吗？
They see a brittle man sitting on the ground grinding grain.
他们看到的是一个虚弱的男人坐在地上磨谷物。
I wonder what kind of thoughts must be going through Samson's mind right now.
我会想，参孙此刻心中正在想些什么。
He was ripping animals apart and defeating entire armies with his bare hands.
他曾经赤手撕裂狮子击败了整个军队。
Thoughts of regret, no doubt.
他心中肯定充满了悔恨。
Dwelling on his course of actions that led to this very moment.
他一定不停地思考着让自己来到这一刻的种种行为。
As he's grinding the grain, his thoughts repeat, "If I could just go back."
在磨谷物的时候，他脑海里重复着，如果我能回到过去就好了。
And it gets worse as it always does.
情况总是可以更糟。
It's now time for the Philistines to have their celebration.
现在该是非利士人要庆祝的时刻了。
Finally, they have succeeded in capturing and subduing the great Samson.
他们终于成功的捕获，也制服了伟大的参孙。
They displayed him all to see as they cheered and honored their God.
他们展示参孙给所有的人看，并为他们自己的神欢呼和赞美。
And they didn't even tie him up, as he was so weak, he had nowhere to go.
他们甚至不需要把他绑起来，因为他已经很虚弱，没办法去别的地方。
Verse 26, Samson said to the servant who held his hand, Put me where I can feel the pillars that support the temple so that I may lean against them.
第二十六节，参孙对牵他手的童仆说，让我摸摸支撑这庙宇的柱子，我要靠一靠。
They're all laughing at him. Look at him, he's so weak.
大家都在嘲笑他，看看他，他真的好虚弱。
And at that moment, he prays.
就在这一刻，参孙开始祷告。
Verse 28, Sovereign Lord, remember me. Please, God, strengthen me just once more and let me with one blow get revenge on the Philistines for my two eyes.
第二十八节，参孙求告耶和华说，主耶和华，求你眷念我，神啊，就这一次，求你赐给我力量，使我向非利士人报那挖我双眼的仇。
He remembers God and hopes that God will remember him.
他想起了神，并希望神也能想起他。
And he thinks, if I can do it all over again, God, I will remember you as you remember me.
他想，如果我能重新来过，我会像你记得我那样记得你。
And give me one more chance, God.
神啊，给我最后一次的机会。
God restores his strength.
所以神恢复了他的力量。
Verse 29, then Samson reached toward the two central pillars on which the temple stood, bracing himself against them, his right hand on one side and the left on the other. Samson said, "Let me die with the Philistines." Then he pushed with all his might, and down came the temple on the rulers and all the people in it. Thus he killed many more when he died than he lived.
第二十九节，参孙抱住中间支撑庙宇的两根柱子，左手抱一根，右手抱一根。然后他说：“让我与非利士人一起死吧。”他尽力弯腰，庙宇就倒塌了，压住领袖和庙宇内的众人。这样，参孙死的时候所杀的人比活着所杀的还多。
God gave him a second chance, but this time Samson lived and died remembering him.
神给了参孙第二次的机会，但这一次参孙在活着和死去的时刻都记住了神。
There's this remembering and keeping God's word is a major theme throughout the Bible.
记住并遵守神的话语是圣经中一个很重要的主题。
People's greatest failures are because we've forgotten and failed to keep his word.
人们最大的失败往往是因为忘记并未能遵守神的话语。
God being a gracious God does everything he can to get his people to remember.
作为一位充满恩典的神，他竭尽所能让我们能够记住他。
For the Israelites in Egypt, I'll reveal 10 miracles, and they will get them to follow him.
对于在埃及的以色列人，神显示了十个神迹，用这些神迹使他们跟随神。
God even wrote down on tablets what it is for them to do.
神甚至会将以色列人所需要遵守和跟随的规则写在石板上。
God gave them a home, protect them, and that's everything they'll ever need.
神给以色列人一个家，保护他们，让他们拥有一切他们所需要的。
And he thought that will get them to remember to keep my instructions.
神想他做的这些可以让人记住他，遵守他的指示。
But they failed and forgot his word.
但是他们却失败了，也忘了神的话。
There's a time in scripture where he looks at his creation, all of mankind, and says, I regret that I made them.
在圣经中有一段经文，神看着他创造的一切，包括所有的人，也说，我后悔造了他们。
He says he knew that they would always fail.
神知道人总是会失败。
No matter what God did, no matter how many times he would bless them and rescue them, they would always fail.
无论他为我们做了什么，无论神多少次祝福人、拯救人，人还是会失败。
But instead of saying, "This is what you deserve," I told you so.
但是神并没有说这就是你们应得的，或是我早就告诉过你们了。
He had a plan for people so they will always remember and follow him.
他却为人制定了一个计划，让他们能够记住并跟随神。
It says in Romans chapter 8, verse 3, and I'm going to read this from the New Living Translation because of how easy it is to understand. It says, "The law of Moses was unable to save us because of the weakness of our sinful nature. So God did what the law could not do. He sent his own son in a body like the bodies we sinners have, and that in the body God declared an end to sin's control over us by giving his son as a sacrifice for our sins.
在罗马书第八章第三节说到，律法既因肉体软弱而无能为力，神就差遣自己的儿子成为最深的样子，为了对付罪，在肉体中定了罪。
And because of what Jesus did, we don't follow the written law on stone tablets, but the law that's written on our hearts.
因为耶稣为人所做的，我们不再遵循刻在石板上的律法，而是要遵循刻在我们心中的律法。
It says in Jeremiah 31:33, "This is the covenant I will make with the people of Israel after that time," declares the Lord. I will put my law in their hand, in their minds, and write it on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people.
耶利米书第三十一章三十三节，那些日子以后，我与以色列家所立的约是这样：我要将我的律法放在他们里面，写在他们心上。我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。这是耶和华说的。
God had a plan to give people redemption.
神有一个计划，要让人们得到救赎。
A second chance.
可以获得第二次的机会。
That we would never forget what's written.
让我们永远不会忘记神曾写过的。
Because it wasn't written on a notepad or tablets, but written on our hearts.
因为这不是写在一张纸上或石板上，而是刻在我们的心中。
Every time we begin to stray or fall away, he says, "Remember me, I'm here."
每当我们开始偏离或远离神，他都会说，记住我，我在这里。
He says, that's the wrong path.
那是错误的道路。
Reminds me of a story of a boy who was so bitter towards his mom and dad.
这让我想起一个故事，一个对父母感到怨恨的男孩的故事。
The child's parents were never home.
这个男孩的父母从不在家。
And he'd find notes around the house.
但他会在家里到处找到一些纸条。
When you went to the bathroom, there was a note that said, "Clean your room."
当他进入浴室的时候，有一张纸上面写，打扫你的房间哦。
And when he opened the fridge, there's another note, "Eat this for breakfast."
当他打开冰箱的时候，又有另外一张纸上面告诉他，早餐要吃这个。
On his desk, another note, "Do your homework and practice piano."
在他的书桌上又有一张纸上面写，做作业哦，要练习钢琴哦。
And then when the parents did finally come home, the only time the parents talked to the boy was to tell the boy what to do.
当父母终于回到家的时候，他们唯一与男孩对话的时候就是告诉他该做什么。
Either it was yelling at him or asking him, "Hey, did you do your homework?"
有时候他们是对着他大喊，为什么不做作业？
The boy's bitterness and anger continued to grow.
但是这男孩的怨恨和愤怒就持续增长。
One day, the boy's parents died in a terrible car accident.
有一天，这个男孩的父母在一场可怕的车祸中丧生。
And the boy was at his parents' funeral. He saw the parents had many friends.
当男孩在父母的葬礼上的时候，他看到父母有很多的朋友。
And the parents' friends said at the funeral, "Your parents loved you very much."
这个父母的朋友在葬礼上对男孩说，你的父母非常的爱你。
The boy said, "I don't believe that's true. They were never home. They never talked to me."
男孩说，我不相信这是真的，因为他们从来不在家，也不跟我说话。
The parents' friend said, "Your parents were home because they both had to work two jobs."
那父母的朋友对男孩说，你的父母不在家是因为他们两个人都要工作两份工作。
And they sacrificed their lives to be here to give you an opportunity.
他们牺牲了自己的生活来给你拥有的机会。
And the boy didn't know how much his parents did for him.
那男孩并不知道他的父母为他做了多少事。
So the boy went home and got all the notes together and that his parents wrote.
于是男孩回到家，把他父母写的纸条全部收集了起来。
He later found a note on the counter that said, "I love you."
他在柜台上发现一张纸条，上面写着，我爱你。
He began to cry and finally realized just how much his parents loved him.
他开始哭泣，因为他终于意识到他的父母是多么的爱他。
He ended up keeping all the notes, even the ones that he found in the fridge.
他最终保留了所有的纸条，甚至是他在冰箱里找到的那些。
He worked very hard and always kept his room clean for his parents.
他努力的工作，也总是保持他的房间的整洁，让父母可以放心。
He lived the rest of his life to work just as hard as his parents and always remembered them.
他将余生都用来像父母一样努力的去做工作，也永远的记住他的父母。
So when God wrote these commands on tablets, it was just impossible for us to obey.
当神把这些诫命 写在石板上的时候，我们根本无法遵守。
But it's when we realize His love for us that is placed in our hearts, we can then remember them.
但是当我们意识到神对我们的爱，而这份爱就在我们的心中，我们才能记住这些诫命。
And some of us want a second chance in life.
我们有些人希望得到第二次的机会。
We want a new career, a new place to live, even maybe new children.
我们可能会希望有一份不一样的工作，一个新的地方可以生活，或是不一样的孩子。
It says instead of a do-over, he says, God says, how about a second chance with me?
但是神不是要你再重活一次，他是说你要不要跟我一起有第二次的机会？
我们祷告。
我们一起来祷告。
Let's, Father, thank you for your grace and your love that you saw us and you could have just said you deserve what you got. But since you love us so much, you give us a second chance and no matter what we do in our lives, you're there reminding us your presence and your love and your mercy. So I pray that.Perhaps today there might be someone here that really is desperate looking for you, looking for a second chance, looking for a life with you. I pray that it speaks to them. I pray that your words and your love speaks to them so they turn to you and just live a life with you, just seeing what would happen if they go to you and remember you and follow you for the rest of their lives. God, be with us. Thank you for your love. Thank you for all that you've done. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.